This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3. We have saved the best for last. Yes, Hour 3, we're going to talk about the most important parts of the law. That is the McDonald's, a judge dismisses a $5 million lawsuit over unwanted cheese on a burger. We're going to talk about another very important issue about the Texas Supreme Court to decide a red light camera lawsuit and the Parmesan cheese case. It's a shredded Parmesan cheese lawsuit that's very important for us who love our spaghetti. Talk about the which is a more serious one, the tour boat captain is indicted after 17 people die at Cal.
I was going to say shredded Parmesan cheese. I think that's great.
Nice.
Grand.
Yeah, for those of you that don't understand that, Fred called it Parmesan cheese way back in one of our episodes in the past.
My dad did. No, I said my dad used to do that.
Yeah, but you actually said it on air, and we both started laughing. That was the start of Marina.
No, I did that.
Instead of marinara sauce.
I did that. Okay, I'm not going to. You're not going to. I did it on purpose for the reason my dad used to call
it. But it was still great. Yeah.
I remember that episode. It was very Gouda.
Let it breathe,
Todd. Let it breathe.
If you're going to tell those jokes, you got it in a neutral territory, maybe Swiss.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Maybe Swiss.
Okay.
We're off to a great start in hour number three.
This is like Help me.
Going. Wait, the radios are just being turned off nationwide. Hey, we're all over the place. We're in Dallas, Texas. We're in Minneapolis, Minnesota area. We're in Utah. We're in Nevada. We're in California. We're coming soon to 5 more states, and they've guaranteed and promised us we're coming. And at Cal and I, we just shake our head and say, when it happens, we believe it.
Whenever, yeah.
Yeah, bring it on. And so we need to talk about some important things. Probably the most important thing why most of you listen is case or no case you need to listen to. That's what's going to happen in a few seconds. Don't forget that we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're talking about allegations many times. People bring lawsuits that are just allegations because a lot of times people don't want to talk about it because they're in litigation. So just remember they're allegations. But here we go, the most important part of the day. Case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the case of the comic judge. See, the last one was the case of the smelly armpit, right? And this one is the case of the comic judge. A judge in New Jersey says he wants to be on the bench and moonlight as a comic. New Jersey Municipal Court Judge Vince Sicari, an apparently well-established stand-up comic and actor, in his comic routines, he makes fun of people in power. He displays some political leanings and has been called on the carpet by judicial counsels for trying to be a social satirist or comedian and a judge at the same time, and the two, they say, are in conflict. And so first off, I ask you, is the scenario true? In other words, is this a case? And if so, what is the outcome? And, of course, we know that Todd attempts to be a lawyer and an actor at the same time. Some people could say if Todd were a temporary judge, maybe those would be in conflict. Todd, I had you go first the last time, so I'm going to have you go third this time. But I'm going to start, if I might, Mr. Penny, with you. Is
you
this a case or no case?
I was ignoring you at the time, by
the way.
I was looking at my phone.
He was looking purposely somewhere else
because I was doing three things at once.
Yes.
All I knew it was a comic judge, and he's a social comedian, What else was the facts? I don't remember.
Should he be allowed to remain on the bench and serve as a comedian and actor at the same time?
So he's like a real comedian actor?
A real comedian actor and a real judge.
A comedian actor or a stand-up comic?
Yes.
Okay.
So he does stand-up comedy routines. He also has some parts in some specific shows.
The answer is it's a case. But I know there's judicial rules that they have to follow. There's certain things they can and can't do. And I don't know. And did it say what state it was in?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. And I don't know what that state law is, but they do have to follow certain judicial rules. I know for a fact they can't take other jobs. And I'm going to say...
let me clarify before you say that.
Yes.
This is a part-time job, a part-time judge, and he receives a part-time wage.
Oh, he's a part-time judge?
He receives a part-time, like a municipal-level judge in those municipal level, and he receives a salary for that of about $13,500
a year. Okay, good to know. The answer is it's a case, and the judicial council loses, and the judge is allowed to be a comedian on the side.
All right. There you go. So that's Fred's view of it. Ms. Dirks, what is your sense of this?
I'm trying to think who sues. That's, you know, it's supposed to be a case or no case. Is it a lawsuit?
Might be. Yeah, it might be.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a lawsuit is what you're saying.
No, it's a case. I mean, is it a legal case? Did it go before a court? What court did it go? What was the outcome? Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
She's thinking. Those
are I'm thinking, and that's why there's crickets playing, right, Cal? Well,
I didn't play them, but I think I didn't know it was going to go that long.
I didn't either. I just because I have the same instinct as Fred, because I know that I am a temporary judge, and there are certain I'm not supposed to really get political or do certain things too. And if he has political comedy and does political commentary that is somehow putting down his judge as a, his job as a judge, I think he could be precluded from doing that, at least from what I feel. So I feel like it's a case and he loses.
Okay, so Fred says case he wins.
Right.
Denise says case he loses. Todd says...
Well, you know, being a judge and a comic, what a cottage industry.
Right?
So I'm still stuck on cheeses.
Yeah, I got that.
You know, I don't want to be the monster here.
So no,
but I am going to have
to... But did he ham it up?
He might have hammed it up, okay. Yeah, just a little bit.
How long are you going to keep milking it?
Oh, no.
Oh!
No, you know, look, don't...
These guys are the cream of the crop.
Oh!
I'm curdling right now. All right, go ahead.
It's amateur hour. I'm waiting for the provolone to come in. But, all right. So I am going to say that this is a case, and I am going to say that I'm going to go with Denise and say that the judicial counsel prevails because of something that you said in his acts. He sometimes pokes fun at other leaders, and so that I think that was where...
Political commentary.
That's where it crosses the line, and it questions the impartiality. But regardless, I'm going to say that it is a case, and the judicial counsel prevails.
Okay, we have just a little bit of time, and I really don't want to give the answer until after the break.
And you know what?
I don't want to do that.
You're doing that because you're going to skunk us all, aren't you?
And for me, I've never done such a thing, and you know that, Denise.
Well, Cal, I believe you can use your unfettered discretion
All I've got to say is... We could probably, the people would enjoy it more for this last few seconds before we tee it up for the next segment. Just pure silence.
We could.
Not listen to us say
Fred,
anything.
Justify why you think he won. You got 1 minute.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Justify why I won?
Well, justify why you think the judge won.
Because that's what I said, and I'm always right.
See, that's
typical Penny answer.
Well, his kids.
It's like I tell my kids, it's benevolent dictatorship.
Yeah, because and I said so.
I said so. My kids go, well, Dad, but this, don't forget we're in a benevolent dictatorship. And when they're young, they said, what's benevolent? It's that's kind and loving. But I'm the dictator.
Why are you lying to us about that, Dad?
Why do you think he loses because...
I think he loses because I think his comedy might be a little blue at times.
Oh.
Nobody wants to be the goat of his jokes. And so, I think he loses because of the nature of some of his comedy and...
What he's saying.
And I agree with you.
We'll be right back.
All right. The answer to case or no case is coming right up here on Radio Law Talk. So don't go away.
Hey, tweet us at Radio Law Talk. or hashtag case or no case.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-6-
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Cal, give me points. Case or no case, give an overview.
All right. Overview is that a guy in New Jersey is a municipal judge, part-time municipal judge, and also makes a living as an actor and a comic. And apparently someone came and complained to the judicial council or whatever, saying that this guy should not be allowed to do both. Because they said, in the course of his routines, he demeans people on the basis of national origin and religion, has revealed his personal leanings, He even played a character on an ABC TV show, What Would You Do?, where he was homophobic, but he was being paid to act, you know, homophobic. And the, remember the Judd Quinones, What Would You Do? Thing on 2020?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So obviously by that giveaway, I'm telling you that those who say it was a case, so all of you get a point. That's good. Yeah. Now, for those of you who say that that the plaintiff, that would be that the lawyer won, that would be
the lawyer,
Fred.
The lawyer.
The judge lawyer.
Judge, yeah.
Yeah, the judge lawyer. You said that he won, right,
yeah,
Fred?
Yeah, I'm
all right, and that means...
I knew that was a 50-50 toss-up, man.
Yeah, means that the guy's name, whose last name is Scarry, he has a stage name, I can't...
Ashbourne?
It's Ashbourne. He was a member of SAG. Anyway, he decided that... He said, look... Being an actor, I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild. I get benefits. I get retirement. A part-time judge in New Jersey. I get $15,000 a year. I get nothing. I'd rather do both. I think I can handle both just fine, but I guess I'll be an actor. And that...
Wait a minute. Time out.
And the,
I'm back for an appellate
and
review.
And the Supreme Court ordered him to choose.
Okay, gotcha.
They ordered him to choose.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
All right,
so then
I lost.
He turned in his resignation as judge.
Oh.
So that's 2 points for Denise, 2 points for Todd, and 1 point
Look,
for...
Look, all I care about is one thing, Cal. This is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Is a judge dismissed a $5 million lawsuit over unwanted cheese on a burger at McDonald's. That's what's more important than
good
case or no case, because there was a $5 million lawsuit brought by a couple that said that they loved their quarter pounders, but they didn't like it with cheese. Now, originally, McDonald's used to have multiple quarter pounders. And what happened is they now went to just the quarter pounder with cheese. That's all you can order. So you order a quarter pounder with cheese, you still pay the quarter pounder with cheese price, even if you ask them to remove the cheese. A travesty in the making. An absolute important thing for us at this time in our country to decide whether or not that was illegal, improper, and or price gouging. They brought the lawsuit. I wish they brought that case to me as a lawyer.
I think it was a creative idea because
it was a phenomenal creative idea.
Yeah, because on the quarter, this specifically involves a quarter pounder.
Right.
And on the menu for McDonald's, they have different kinds of hamburgers and different kinds of cheeseburgers, and they're offered at different prices.
Right.
But there was no offer for a quarter pounder without cheese at a lower price than the quarter pounder.
But they don't have
cheese.
To.
They don't have to. They can sell whatever they want.
Yeah, and so, for example, if you go in and you order a burger and you say, oh, but I don't want onions on it, they don't reimburse me out of the cost because I don't want onions on it.
Exactly.
And that's and basically, the court came in and did it on basically, it looks like a motion for summary judgment.
It does.
They dismissed it.
With prejudice.
Which means what? Which is interesting.
Which means they can't file again. It's not like the court saying, well, I'm dismissing this, but if you clean up your complaint, I'll let you refile it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was thinking about this on the break here, and I was thinking one of the reasons why I agree that McDonald's can do this is that McDonald's is not like a Subway or a Carl's Jr. per se or a Burger King where they try to say, hey, we make your burger after you order it, or an In-N-Out, where they say, we make your burger after you order it so we can make it your way.
Have it your way, Burger King.
So, right. So what they do is McDonald's runs what's called a float, where they make a bunch of burgers and they put it up there. So when you order a burger, a quarter pounder, without cheese, you're actually increasing the amount of labor they have to expend to make that burger. So the cost for the labor is offset.
Well, guess
by
what?
The
judge said that they didn't suffer any injury. He didn't feel the plaintiffs provided that proved that they were being harmed by having to pay more. Fox News talked about this. Interesting enough, but here's the deal. What's important is the quarter pounder with cheese is still on there, and you can have your cheese or not have your cheese if you want.
Can't the judge smack them around in some way for filing a frivolous action here? I mean, really,
well, okay.
In court over cheese? I mean, come on.
Okay, now it depends on the court, actually,
right.
And the state laws, right?
Right?
But if, in fact, this is truly a frivolous lawsuit, at least in our state, and many states like our state, we can get costs back. not necessarily attorney fees, but we can get the costs of the suit back, or certain costs are allowed to us as the prevailing party.
There is also a concept called the vexatious litigant.
Yeah.
And if somebody files a bunch of lawsuits, and it really requires an increased number, that somebody files a bunch of lawsuits against a bunch of people, and in certain circumstances, you can ask the court after several dismissals because of cases like this to have the individual deemed a vexatious litigant, which would require that individual to actually have leave from the court to even file a complaint. So now they have to go through. But, I mean, I know it's on the books. I can't think of anybody that I've ever heard to file that.
I have gotten it, and I've won it in Placer County. And I would like to say there's one more. It's 128.5 or 128.6, which is a frivolous lawsuit. And attorneys can get in trouble and sanctioned under this section for filing and signing a frivolous paper that goes to court. It doesn't have to just be a lawsuit. It can be a motion. It can be whatever. So that's another consequence that may occur.
I do recall back in the day, and I think I've talked about this before, there was a law firm down in Southern California that was filing these lawsuits against these small salons, nail salons, these unfair business practice lawsuits because they were not opening a brand new bottle of nail polish every time they applied
it. And there also was an ADA, the lawyer that was going around the state and filing ADAs.
Well, I have a quick update.
Yeah. Sure.
Out of the state of Florida, breaking news within the last 15 minutes, the Florida Secretary of State orders a recount in the Senate and gubernatorial races because the unofficial count has reached the margin where a recount
is
warranted.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com, so we thank you for listening wherever you're doing so. And don't forget, previous episodes are available on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The 12,000 residents of Malibu are evacuated as that zero-contained wildfire keeps burning. Laura Rosenthal is a member of the city council and says the past 24 hours have been tough on residents and the government.
The goal is to get people that are in difficult-to-reach areas to leave earlier, but many people want to stay and try to save their houses.
Pepperdine University's decision to shelter in place has raised some concerns among students and parents. Flames started reaching the campus overnight. Just hours after
after President Trump issued an emergency declaration to provide funds to help firefighters in California as they battle at least three major wildfires, the president threatened to withhold the federal payments, citing the state's gross mismanagement of its forests. The Camp Fire in Northern California, which has destroyed nearly 6,500 homes and killed at least nine people, appears to be the most destructive fire in at least a century. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Did you know that Parmesan cheese, I'm going to call it Parmesan because you guys are making fun of me, better known as Parmesan, but in the Penny household, Parmesan cheese, is made up of partially what? Now, Cal, you don't know this because I don't think you've looked at our notes here. Tell me, Cal, what you think, or if you guys think 855 Law Radio, call in if you want to, but I know a lot of you don't want to call in and try to guess, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Cal, tell me what type of stuff that is weird that is in Parmesan cheese.
Let's see.
Don't you? You're looking it up on the computer. I hate you.
All right, and now it's time to play cheese or no cheese.
Yeah, I really don't know. I know it is in its pure form. I know it is a connoisseur cheese, the kind that you get at like the pizza shop. It's not necessarily, you know,
all right,
the primo parmigiano.
Okay, it's got anti-clumping agents. And they, to do the anti-clumping agents, because you don't want it all clumpy, they use wood pulp.
Yeah.
Wood pulp, like wood shaving. And so what's happened is a lawsuit has come before a judge claiming that Parmesan cheese, labeling it as 100% Parmesan cheese, when it has a little bit of wood pulp and cellulose in it, so it does not clump, is outrageous. It is causing severe mental anguish of the people in our society.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And is
loss of consortium.
Loss of consortium.
What happened? I don't know. She put Parmesan cheese on that thing, and then the Viagra didn't work. I just need my money. I need my money, Judge.
By the way, loss of consortium means loss of sexual relations.
Or loss of a relationship. It doesn't just.
Or it could be. By the way, I can get into loss of consortium could be they don't mow the lawn anymore. But clearly, it's always used. You know, in the sense that, okay, I can't have sex anymore because I was involved in an accident. But that's what...
With Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, Parmesan cheese is a problem. So a U.S. District Judge Gary Finnerman in Chicago, found a lack of proof that the labels would mislead reasonable customers into thinking that products were 100% cheese. Despite evidence, the two linguistic professors that they hired and the vast majority of consumers, according to the plaintiffs, in recent surveys, thought that it was 100% cheese and it was tricking them.
And 100% grated cheese.
Yes.
You know the real trick with Parmesan cheese? It is made from rennet. You know what that is?
No.
Uncurdled milk from a calf's stomach.
What?
It's true. It's true. Didn't you know that?
I don't believe.
Yeah, true. Pure Parmesan cheese is
pure,
made from what's
pure
called
one. Yeah, pure one. Not normal.
Not the stuff you get at the
not
pizza
the stuff
parlor.
That
in the
I buy.
Yeah.
That I buy
it's
from.
Made out of rennet, which the uncurdled milk from a calf's belly.
Now, I used to think that the bravest person in the world, the bravest person in the world, was the first person to drink milk. Right. I used to think this because you know they say that, hey Bubba. You see them things hanging down? How dare you to go over and drink whatever you can squeeze out. I have now have a new bravest person in the world, and that's the first person to try.
That wasn't the first
rennet.
Milk. That's not the first milk that was drank.
Yeah, I bet you was
well,
back
no,
in the
no, I'm saying the first.
And the first milk that was drank is something other than the udder.
Probably dinosaur milk.
Well, yeah, no, I'm
thank you. I was trying to get to that. Well, that's, he's talking like it happened in 1800.
Mother's milk.
Hold on. Just listen to what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
I'm
back
saying
in the 1800s.
The bravest human in the world, and by the way, humans did not live with dinosaurs. All right, so the bravest human in the world was the first person to drink cow's milk.
Listen, you're wrong. Let me tell you. You said that. The first human to drink cow's milk or milk probably went,
Well, it doesn't mean he wasn't brave.
He wasn't talking like this.
Look, I'm translating it from caveman to, you know, like, Bubba, I want you to go over. Hey, all right. Fag?
Yes, Nantuck.
Okay. I want you to go over and drink whatever comes out of there. All right, squeeze, drink. I kind
of
like it.
One of them said, if you got a donut, I will.
All right.
Well,
you're a cop.
The proposed class action.
Denise doesn't get it. You dip the donut in the milk. It's delicious. Try it sometime. Anyway.
I dip it in a coffee.
Okay, coffee, milk. I don't drink coffee, so. Yeah.
Got it.
Can we move on?
Let's move on.
We have to.
All right, let's move on. Anyway, they dismissed it, all right? I was going to get into that in more detail, and they dismissed it.
Did he dismiss it with prejudice? Do we know?
I don't know, but all I got to say is their argument was the people in the United States of America were overpaying for what they thought was 100% cheese. Therefore, this lawsuit was going to – they were proposing a class action. So thrown out. The judge says forget it. Move on. Have your Parmesan and enjoy life.
It was not without prejudice, because it does say here in this article, but let the plaintiffs amend their cases. So that would be
– Oh, so they did a motion to dismiss for failure to state a cause of action, more than likely since it was federal, a U.S. district judge.
Huh. Yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
So dismissed with Parmesan.
Without Parmesan.
Without Parmesan.
I would like to see all the exhibits, you know. Don't forget, when you go to court, you sit up there, you have exhibits, and you have experts testifying. And these experts are probably 10, 20, 15 grand standing up there to talk about the Parmesan or Parmesan or Parmesan, however you want to say it. Yep, people, linguists, I'm a linguistic.
Let me get this straight. My caveman can't speak with a southern accent, but your lawyers and experts
no,
can.
No, my ex is my expert.
All right, whatever.
My expert.
Okay.
And the Parmesan cheese, it tricked everybody out there because they thought it was 100%. Thank you, Mr. Linguist. You can be now sit down. There will be no cross-examination. Come
okay,
on.
Let's move on.
All right, let's move on. Denise, what do you want to talk about?
I think red lights.
All right, talking about red lights.
Oh,
in Texas, the Supreme Court is now to decide if a red light camera lawsuit is going to go forth. And this is an article by KXAN in Texas. Now, the red lights. Now, when you pull up to use a red light and you do what we always call a California stop, the question is the red light going to grab you and is it going to send you a ticket? Now, there's a big argument on both sides. The one argument is, hey, you disobeyed the law. You should be caught. Doesn't matter if a cop caught you or if it's a camera that caught you. But on the other side, we have certain constitutional rights. Like, we have to, who's our accuser, number one? Our accuser is the camera and the light, you know?
Then let's cross-examine
yeah,
the camera.
Yeah, the camera right. cross-examine the camera. Right. There's not a person. And in Texas...
And you also have a chain of evidence.
That's
issue.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So, and then not only that, there's the issue of, well, okay, it went your car went over the line. Okay, it's so ticky-tacky that what... And it comes down to, I know a lot of people say this, I'm just telling you what... Allegations, people are saying it's about revenue generation for the city.
Of course it is.
And so these red light, you know, monitors are just sending out, in Texas, sending out, you know, violations. Pay this amount.
And the amount is only $75, which, to me, that stood out in my mind because here the violations are like in the hundreds of dollars, $500.
Yeah, and they're saying hundreds of thousands of red light camera tickets have been written. Hundreds of thousands.
And you know what's worse, Fred? At least when they first started this company in Arizona that contracts with a couple of cities in the greater North State, Northern California area, shortened the yellow light to in half. So if you came and you had a yellow and you had to make it through the yellow that you could go through before with the camera, click.
Well, it's a very big revenue generator.
I was going
to
say, you tell me these are on all these intersections, how much money they're bringing in compared to where they were with just a police officer trying to catch them.
Right. Obviously.
Massive amounts of money.
A couple of things. First, just to clarify, it is not against the law to be in the intersection when the light turns red.
True.
So if you enter on a yellow...
Right.
And the light turns red while you're in the intersection. You're not in violation of the law.
But it used to be 6 seconds. Now
That's
it's
right.
three, so you get your nose in there and blink. They got you. I'm telling you, you got to go fight it.
Now, the issue here, the reason why they filed this, is that the law in Texas requires that before these red light cameras can be installed, an engineering study needs to be done at the intersection, talking about safety and all this kind of stuff. And none of these counties and cities did the engineering
study. Oh, God.
I know this personally. It's not just not for just that purpose. It's calibration of the instruments. Because these cameras, if they're not exactly calibrated at the same time, same everything, then it's not going to be accurate information.
Well, that's slightly different than what they're bringing. They're saying that the engineering study relating to the viability of a camera to begin with needed to be done before the camera can be installed.
Meaning prove we need one.
Yes. And then the second issue is, after they put it, they have to prove that it's calibrated correctly. But the cities circumvented the Texas law and did not perform the engineering studies required before installing the light, and that's the basis to invalidate all of the claims.
Yeah, the engineering studies are much like what we do when you have airplanes doing traffic surveillance, for example.
Right, right.
You have to have engineering studies on the actual road.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or go to www.radiolawtalk.com. We'll be right back with our final segment.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag
ahead of time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
So if you want to go back and hear some of our older podcasts or things we've discussed, you can go on to www.RadioLawTalk.com and click on podcasts, and you can go, and it'll actually say what are the segments we're each about. It'll have the titles if you want to look something up. But many times we have talked about this Missouri tour boat outside of Branson, Missouri, that sunk and killed 17 people, and we have been following it quite extensively. And there is an update on some indictments. Denise, what's going on there?
Well, it looks like the captain that was in charge of the boat that day and driving the boat, he's got 17 counts of misconduct against him, and he's been indicted for his part in that tragedy.
Did you know, I've studied up on this more and more. There's a few facts that I didn't know about this incident. The first fact is I didn't know there was another boat also at the same time that made it through, and they've actually said that that individual captain was, you know, they've held him liable for some misconduct too, or they've discussed about possibly, I don't know if they've brought anything against him.
I think they're considering charges against him. Okay. And this is the one where the Coast Guard actually has the jurisdiction over the boat and crew.
Right.
And then the Coast Guard then found probable cause from this accident to actually bring and indict the captain. The captain is Kenneth Scott McKee.
Yes,
and referred it then over to the district attorney's office then to actually bring the charges. It's kind of interesting how that posturing was. And when you have a duck boat, apparently this particular rules for this duck boat is that when the winds reach 35 miles per hour or the wave heights exceed 2 feet, then the captain is supposed to automatically make sure that everybody has their life jackets on, is supposed to tell them that, and then they're not supposed to have anything impeding the windows because there are these little curtains that can come
down. He had them rolled down.
And they
curtains.
Were rolled down. The curtains were rolled down. And he's supposed to immediately, as fast as he can, return to the shore.
Or, what means is that, like, he was hidden to his destination where he could have, they're claiming he could have just turned directly to the shore no matter where it was.
Right.
Just to get out of the seas. And that's one of the big arguments that they made is he should have turned, you know, as quick as he could right for the shore. Because don't forget, they're not that far off the shore. They're not, like, out in the middle of the ocean. They're just barely off the edge of the shore. And when he saw that, and again, their argument was that at the time they entered into the water, it was calmer.
Yes.
The winds weren't there, which I believe, from my recall, this is, you got to go back to my the prior podcast. It was. They're admitting that as they pulled in, there was nothing wrong.
Right. And then the weather just changed, like, super quick.
Right.
But there were forecasts. There were forecasts that there was danger.
Exactly.
So they're claiming the captain was not prepared or did not act in a manner that exhibited preparedness, if I understand what I read correctly.
Right. And that's exactly what they're trying to argue. And so, but the interesting,
and surprisingly, a lot of deaths have occurred on these tugboats.
Yes, not just that one.
No. And since 1999, there's been 42 deaths, and then over 70 people injured from these tugboats.
Yeah, there's one on May 1st, 1999. 13 people died when the Miss Majestic duck boat sank on Lake Hamilton near Hot Springs, Arkansas. 2015. 5 college students died and more than 70 were hurt when a duck boat veered into a charter bus on the bridge in Seattle. I remember that.
And that's a charter bus. That means it's on the land.
A duck boat is an amphibious vehicle.
That's
so
right.
It's got 6 tires. You can drive along and then you drive it right into the water and away you go. And so that was what they do in Seattle. They drive along. They bounce along, all rough riding. You know, it's like riding in your old dad's pickup truck. Mm-hmm. But then it gets into the water, and that Seattle accident was as it was on its way to, I guess, the Puget Sound or wherever it was going.
Here's the other thing.
And isn't it also the duck boats that were used in World War II?
Yes, this is actually one. The one that sunk is one that they refurbished, that's what I understand.
Yeah, they all are. All of them that are in use, there's not any new ones being made. They're all refurbs and rebuilt.
Now, if convicted, McKee could face up to 10 years in prison for each count.
Wow.
10 years in prison for each count and a fine of $250,000. So that's kind of interesting. One thing they also, they're talking about after this investigation that was a little bit of a shocker to me is not only they're saying, you know, he was grossly negligent and he should have driven toward the shore, but something to the effect that was kind of weird. It's like he did not increase his speed. He should have increased his speed. Huh. And I don't understand what that means.
I think it would have made it higher in the water.
That's exactly right. I think he must have slowed it down, which bogged it down, but increasing his speed would have lifted it up out of the water. So that was one of the things he didn't do, is he did not immediately increase his speed and drive
to the shore. When it's going as a boat, did the tires still rotate on the bottom?
The tires are there, but they do have a drive in the back. So the tires don't propel the boat, if that's what you're asking.
Got it. But they won't have the impact of lifting it either.
No, not anymore.
Okay.
No, I don't think so anyway. I've only seen one when I was a kid in Seattle, so I don't really know how they all work. But I'm just
Oh, did they make them back then, Cal?
They made them in World War II, Fred.
That's what I'm saying. Did they make them back then? I thought in the first big war.
Actually, they were popular in the Great War. I can remember them.
Back in World War One. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, Cal's the OG of the Radio Law Talk group.
Yep. And, you know, we got moving on to a different topic here. We're almost to the end of our lovely broadcast, but out of Hollywood, we have this story. Are you familiar with the movie The Purge?
Tell me what's The Purge.
The idea behind The Purge is one night a year, you lock all your doors and everybody is outside. There's no laws, nothing, and it's a way of just letting the riffraff purge themselves out.
Which is how Halloween was founded, by the way. That's what Halloween was, no laws. Yeah. Right.
I don't get it. Okay, stop. I don't get that. So you lock your doors.
If you don't want to be outside with all the
riffraff. There's no laws.
There's no laws, because anything outside outside your house. Anybody can do anything.
People
no
can't
laws.
Come into houses.
But they can, so that means they can tear your lawn up. They can.
Yes.
Yep.
They can rip your mailbox out, and
yes.
that's all okay.
Yeah, that's the idea behind this movie, to basically have all those that are homeless okay. or whatever purge themselves. So anyway, this movie comes out in 2013 to moderate success. I believe there's been a couple of sequels to that. Well, so it came out in 2013. In 2015, the writer of The Purge, James DeMonaco, was sued by Douglas Jordan Bunnell, claiming idea infringement. Jordan Bunnell is saying that The Purge was actually derived from Jordan Bunnell's screenplay called Settlers Day. And that it was very similar. And so we've covered copyright infringement on songs in the past. And I know we've said, well, I wonder if this is ever bleeding over to screenplays, screenwriting. And it is. Here's an example of where it has done that.
Okay.
So it's bled over to the screenwriters. And that lawsuit is pending. One of the allegations during the lawsuit is that the defendant, DeMonaco, has submitted some discovery where it appears that time stamps have been altered on emails to make it look like certain screenplays are older.
Ooh.
And then the judge made a ruling that that wasn't necessarily the case, but he wants to see the previous drafts of The Purge to see when those were written and how similar to Settlers Day it is. So this litigation is ongoing.
Interesting, though. I don't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, I hope we follow this, because I kind of find that fascinating that the judge has ordered additional evidence to be brought into the case, because that doesn't often happen, does
well,
it?
I do know one of the things that happens with regard to screenplays is you need to, if you're a screenwriter, you need to make your screenplay very unique and distinct, because what is legitimate is people can come in and do rewrites claiming, well, it didn't quite fit here, didn't quite fit here, and if the rewrite is very substantial, you end up losing your writing credit. You know, and that's why when you see on the initial credits, it'll say screenplay by, and then it'll say story by. Well, story by means it was your idea, but we had to rewrite it so much we couldn't use it.
Yeah.
So,
or maybe it was a book turned into a screenplay.
Thanks for being with us today. We've had a wonderful time. I want to do a quick shout out to Zach Beirudi, my friend. I was helping him call a basketball game, University of Pacific versus Nevada, Reno, up in Reno. I had a good time with him. Thank you for letting me sit next to you during the commentary, the play calling. So I had a good time. Radio Law Talk, Denise Dirks, thanks for being here. Cal, thanks for helping.
Yep.
And our good friend, Todd Cunin. I'm Fred Penny, your host. Make sure you join us next week, because we don't know what we're going to talk about. Whatever happens this week in the law, we're going to talk about it. Thank you.
This is Radio Law Talk. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.